Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show is tonight at 6, live from Chickies. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Elliott, and Hugh, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday, or every Monday, at 4 o'clock. It is one of the greatest Eagles in history, and currently, the best weekly guest on WIP, Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. You supposed to give us height and weight, man.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to get a 6'6 guard out of 6'3 guard out of Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
What's up,
that's
brother?
What I'm talking about.
Yes.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Donovan? Well,
and we know how big of a Bulls fan you were, so we gave you a little bit of that Michael theme music. Yeah,
that's just 2-3, baby.
Well, Donovan,
make sure everybody know that the GOAT.
Donovan, yes. Yeah. Well, we all agree here,
all
except,
agree
except
for
Jack. Yeah, Jack doesn't agree, which wouldn't surprise
making
you,
the right
by the
play.
Way.
Yeah.
So, Donovan, man, I talk about a tale of two halves for the offense
yesterday. Right.
So. You're watching that.
Right.
What is happening in the first half, and then what happens in the second half to allow them to move the ball the way they did and score the way they did?
All right, so here we go again. So the words that I hear, that you will hear, will now become questions of the next couple weeks, and answers will be made. Remember I said by week 6, week 7, this offense will begin to evolve a little bit. And I think what we've seen in the first half is the reason why it probably hasn't evolved. Because number one, they don't have an identity. It's a new coordinator, so we're going to go through that process. Number two, to me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to 2 Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year. Last year, remember, it took Kellen Moore to do something different that he hasn't done in any time that he's called plays in the NFL, and that's establish the run first to set up the pass. Now, he tried to do a little bit of that when he was with the Chargers to take a little pressure off of Justin Herbert, but it became more about the pass. And so with this coordinator that we have, he seems to try to ride the wave a little bit of what Kellen Moore established later in last year's season. But to me, again, it just doesn't start with your MVP quarterback, and it should. They need to provide more input, get more input from their starting quarterback of what he likes and how he plays, because the strength of what Jalen Hurts is more the downfield passing game. Have you seen that in the years that he's been starting? Have you seen that become a staple of what they do in the passing game? That would be a no. And so I'll answer that for you. So what we've seen has been a lot of the intermediate and pass, the quick passing game, which has led to him now either checking the ball down or getting his swing routes and flat routes more involved. And that's why you don't see a lot of passing yards in the first half.
So let me ask you this, Donovan. I think it's been league-wide, but it's certainly against the Eagles, is the way that defenses are playing more zone, more that too-high zone, which makes it harder to throw the ball downfield.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to – let me
playing,
ask you.
When they're playing zone coverage, and I should be able to add to this, when they're playing zone coverage, which is quarters coverage, for those who don't know, every DB is playing a quarter of the field. So the way that you attack quarters – is you have a three level concept, which you have someone going flat or somewhere low, somebody going to the intermediate part, and then you have another one taking the top off of coverage. At some point, you put pressure on that safety to either have to cover number one or number two. And so for number one or number two, if you're running a crossing route by number two, which usually is be your slot guy or your tight end, you have your receiver either running a post or running a comeback, which is an out, or curl route. So what forces them to now go into cover two, which is another zone, and then now what you do with that is you either you utilize and attack the weaker part of the zone. And remember, last year, what did I say? We need to get the ball to Dallas Geedert or utilize our running back in the middle of the football field. In cover two, you establish that by attacking the middle of the football field, which will lead those safeties now to get a little bit more hungrier, which they'll start attacking inside, which now you can work outside. What teams are not doing versus this our football team is playing a lot of single high man. They'll play cover two man, but they won't play a lot of single highs just straight man. Because what does that do? Now that puts you on the island versus AJ. Mm-hmm. If they put him on the island versus AJ, then we would be continue to attack that.
Yeah, any one-on-one, that should make a quarterback's eyes light up.
Absolutely.
And you give your guys a chance down the field to make plays.
So what did you see in the second half, Spike? What did you see in the second half? You think for a zone coverage and the man not pressing on AJ, he was off at about 8 yards, and he backpedaled. So what do we get? We got curl routes and stop routes with AJ on those third downs that we converted. But what did they play on Devontae? Zone coverage, soft. He worked that inside, ran the out for the touchdown. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yep. But
they ran cover two, basically. And what do we hit? Dallas got her for the touchdown up the middle, correct?
Yep.
Correct. But what
that
we also
was in the second half.
What we also saw was Jalen's willingness to throw balls to guys that were not wide open. Which I think one of the criticisms of Jalen so far this year, and you're right. Like I actually agree with you as far as how much they trust him or don't trust him, was an unwillingness to throw the ball when it appears as if the guy is covered.
Let me correct you with that.
Okay, yeah.
And what was the conversation about Jalen in his first 3 years of the league? He throws a softer ball. He doesn't drive it.
Yep.
Jalen anticipates routes and throws the spot. That's what quarterbacks that you see that are very successful. Not the Josh Allen, not the Lamar Jackson. You'll see a little bit of Patrick Mahomes, but when you watch guys like Joe Burrow and most of those guys that are throwing to obviously some of the top receivers, but they're throwing the windows. You throw the windows, you throw the spots, and your receivers run in there. And that's more of what Jalen is. He's more of an anticipatory thrower. Well, he'll throw with touch in a different spot. He's not a strong arm thrower. That's never been Jalen's strength. It's never been about how powerful his arm was. He's just throwing the spot. And that's when you seen that dagger route that he threw to Devontae as he came. He threw that ball before Devontae came out his break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we have to do is we have to stop when we're watching the game being kind of coaches on the couch and stop looking at it in a sense of, well, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. But the man is still completing over 70, almost 70% of his passes. And I don't think he's thrown an interception in the fourth quarter of at least 15 of the games that we've won, you know, in our streak. Am I correct?
Sounds about right to me.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it sounds about right. I'm not sure, just but checking. I can't remember the last time he threw an interception late in the game. Yeah. I mean, you said something early in this conversation, Fav, that I wonder if you can dive into it a little bit more. The idea that we don't come out aggressive and assertive like they did in the second half, showing a lack of sort of trust in Jalen. I'm just wondering, how does that play on the psyche of a quarterback, right? If 'cause I would imagine the players sort of feel that as well. AJ sort of mentioned something like that after the game about we don't need to be as conservative. You got to let your killers eat. So the players seem to feel that way as well.
I think when you hear killers, that don't really pertain to the quarterback.
No, know? I totally agree. Yes. Yeah.
Come on now. I mean, that's basically like let your killers eat, man. Throw the ball to us.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Let me dive into it because to me, when I watch these games, and I even go back to even a little bit of last year in the early parts of the season, I just felt like they didn't trust him. And at least the report that I had with Andy when I played was we would attack downfield. We would create explosive plays early on and then methodically go with the way that our offense, because what you're doing is you're establishing the downfield throwing game. Mm-hmm. And so it could be a bootleg, it could be a half throw, where you got three receivers running three-level type of routes. It could be the tight end running an out route and the slot guy running a dig route and then a post or something, you know, and then all of a sudden now you put pressure on the secondary.
Yeah.
And so when you put pressure on the secondary as a defensive coordinator, one thing you don't want to give up is what, right? As from a defensive
the deep
play.
Ball.
The deep play. Exactly. Yep. So now you go into a softer coverage, which now you get six men in the box. You run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we force you to either have to bring linebackers or bring a safety and a linebacker, some type of combination, and we go what? Play action game. Yeah. We go play action game. Well, now we put pressure on that corner that we know we've been circling all through the week, that we've been scouting. Never read my term, the diamond girl. You go after her or go after him every time. And then now what that does is now you got to start blitzing. And when you start blitzing and you blitz from the strong side, we run to the weak side. And that's when I think you look at last year, what we were so good with running Saquon to the weak side, and then when they blitz to the strong side, there we go. And then now, obviously, we can establish what it is that we want to do. What I want to see from this football team is I want to see us run the screen game a lot more. We got a dynamic running back that can catch the ball out in the flat on top of the numbers or on the hash and get that offensive line moving. Well, now we're putting pressure on those secondary members when you got offensive linemen running at them. I would love to see us run a little bit more of the screen game.
Quarterback hasn't been great at throwing screen passes so far.
And who's that?
The quarterback hasn't been great at throwing screen passes.
You know why?
Thus far. I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Because we haven't been blocking the outside number four, which is usually a linebacker or a safety, and that usually ends up being what? The ball you got to throw at his feet because you don't want it to get picked.
Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for that.
We can't throw the screen game. If we can throw the screen game, but you have to be able to block outside number four before he disrupts the play.
Let me ask you this. What is it about I've seen a lot of times when an offense is struggling, sometimes they'll move to hurry up, and it seems to juice the offense. They get into a rhythm.
Correct.
What is it about moving from a normal huddle to hurry up that can get an offense back in rhythm?
Because you're dictating the game. You're controlling the game now because you can't substitute guys on and off the field depending on the personnel that we're bringing. When you start to go a no-huddle type of tempo, now all of a sudden your quick game, your run game, your draws, your play action, you start attacking where that quick game now opens up the intermediate game, and then now you soften up that coverage where now they get six in the box, five in the box, depending on how you spread them out, and then you run the ball. So now what does defensive coordinators have to do? They got to try to bring another corner or another D lineman on. And so now you're continuing to control the narrative of how you want the game to go. That's exactly what you've seen in the second half. we controlled that tempo of the game where their offense is standing on the sideline waiting because we're driving. And so now when we continue to put points on the board in that no huddle, now Sean McVay has to understand, how am I going to attack our defense with the tempo of eating up the clock or utilizing the time so that he can cut it short for our offense getting back out on the field, because we have the momentum now.
Yeah, I haven't recovered from the Diamond Girl comment you made. So, yes, I'm still. I can't believe you said that.
People don't know what that is. Like, I mean, we are close to our 50s now. I mean, you know.
You're wild, man.
You're going to have them Googling it. You know that, right?
They're going to Google that.
Yeah. Our audience knows how to find Google. I can promise you that. They correct us all the time. So.
It's the 90s. It's the 90s, 90s, early 2000s term. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all too young.
I'm the same age as you are. All right.
You mean you ain't been in the circles we've been in.
No, I have not. I have very different circles. Very different circles. All right, Donovan. Well, big win yesterday. Will be interesting to see moving forward if they adjust offensively based on what happened in that second half.
Yeah.
So
I still think it's going to be a couple weeks. I said it last week. It's going to be a couple weeks because it's about consistency when you're playing at this level. And even all across the league, I mean, I think it might have been, what, 5 field goals that were blocked?
Yeah.
And offensively, like, it hasn't been I would say more of an explosive type of game from any type of offense that we've seen so far from any of these teams across the NFL. I give Harbaugh a lot of credit of what he's been doing over there, but it hasn't been explosive for him in the passing game. It's been efficient.
Yep.
All right, Donovan, same time, same place. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, big
yes,
dog.
Sir. All right, don't go looking up Diamond Girl. It ain't.
There he is, Donovan McNabb. We'll recap that right after Ike tells you this.
Yes, tailgating and Eagles football have returned. Fire up your grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Be the hit of your barbecue or tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and, of course, artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Don't forget about the high-protein Dietz Nuts meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at DietzandWatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds!
So, Ike, you know I love Donovan.
Yes,
you
of
know
course, yeah.
Both graduates of Syracuse University, 1998.
Go Orange!
I might have to put him on the list with Baldy.
Uh-oh.
Might have to put him on the Baldy list.
Well, he still has the, and I don't think he'll ever lose the
quarterback getting blamed thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he will
sure.
always go to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, of course, as he should. Provides good insight.
Yeah.
And he did say it would be week six or seven. Now, I disagree that it should take to week six or seven. And so, I mean, as far as them finding, one thing we agree on, and it's funny, I said it last segment about him thinking that the coaches do not trust Jalen to run the sort of offense that we would all like to see.
That's what I said. We've been tiptoeing around.
Yeah.
As clear as what it was.
Of course it is.
I mean, they certainly, put it this way, they certainly aren't taking the aggressive, assertive approach where you're trying to dictate with your passing game, right? Like, whether they're in fear of Jalen or just the passing offense in general, which that could be pass protection. In this case, it's hard to believe it would be your weapons, considering who we have as wide receivers. You wouldn't be necessarily afraid of that. So, yeah, I think most people would say, yeah, it's almost as if they don't want Jalen to turn the ball over.
Yeah, and they would rather take their chances with everything else.
Yep. You got to get out of that, though. You got to let him play.
Well,
you got to let him play, man.
Let the Duke.
Well, you have to see where he's not complete enough a player. I mean, in terms of his development, to just think, well, what he was last year or the year before is all he's ever going to be. You have to be willing to try to take a step forward to see if he is capable of taking that step forward. And the only way that you're going to do that is in the games.
Yeah, and if he shows you something differently, then be thankful that we have the ability to reverse course and we can go try to find another way to win.
Yeah.
Like, that's the beauty of the talent that's on the offensive side of the ball. You don't have just one way to go out and try to win a football game. But if we want to sort of separate ourselves and put some distance between some of our competition, we have that ability because of what we've acquired through drafts, free agencies, trades, and retained through re-signing guys. Dude, I said this yesterday on the pregame show. You know how many offensive coordinators would die to have this offense at their disposal?
The players, you mean?
Yes, of course. This Eagles offense. Yeah. Who the hell wouldn't want this Eagles offense? This is the best personnel in the NFL on the offensive side of the ball. There's not another team that has the level of talent that we have on the offensive side of the ball.
Not when you consider everything. When you consider
defense
skill
is still being built.
Yeah, when you consider
the defense is still growing.
When you consider skill positions and offensive line, there's no one even close.
Yes.
There's no one close. You could say skill positions, maybe there's a few teams.
But then their line may not be as good.
Yes.
They certainly don't have as good of a running back as we have.
No, that's where the Cincinnati thing always falls apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good running back, great
good
wide receivers, great quarterback, offensive
line
is not good. Yeah. They have everything, and they should be willing to try. They just should. 215-592-9494. By the way,
and the players want to.
They're telling you to do it. A report from a guy who's going for Eagles Insider of the Year. That is John Clark. John Clark writes, I'm told the Eagles are changing their travel schedule to Tampa this year. They're going a day ahead of schedule on Friday to acclimate to the heat. They may have a workout in Tampa on Saturday.
There we go.
The Eagles have lost three of their last four games at the Bucs.
Sick of Raymond James Stadium.
215-592.
It's the toughest stretch this team's ever had against the Bucs.
Oh, shut up.
Wow. He's always taking shots. Alan in Pittsburgh, you're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Gentlemen, hey, I'm glad to hear about them changing up their schedule for Tampa Bay. I was actually at the last game they won at Raymond James, and we ran it down their throats and basically made them take their timeouts home with them because they basically gave up.
That was a Monday night, right?
Yeah. And I'm expecting us to go down there, and I expect us to put the pedal to the metal. You know, yesterday's game, the range of emotions from Zach Vaughn getting that interception, us taking the early lead, and then them punching us in the mouth, and us being surprised, and then being like, okay, I think we're going to lose this game. We weren't going to go undefeated anyway. And then
acceptable loss, yeah.
Yeah, and then now we're getting embarrassed. It's a good thing we're getting embarrassed. I'm glad we're getting embarrassed because we need to change the way we're calling this darn game, like the conservatism. Someone said you don't conserve conservative yourself to a Super Bowl championship. When we play in a Super Bowl, we're not conservative, but every single week we're going to get somebody's Super Bowl. It's every other team's Super Bowl when they play us, and they're not conservative. We can't be conservative. So I'm sitting there saying at halftime, we need to come out at halftime and throw the ball to A.J. Brown 18 times straight. Throw it to him every single darn play, or else you're telling me you don't like the guy and he shouldn't be on the team. Like, we won't throw it to him. 18 times straight, throw it. So I'm glad they came out and they changed things up. And
yeah.
What did they do? They showed us what we already knew they were capable of. Like, I'm going back to 2017. We won the Super Bowl. There were like seven games where we had teams blown out at halftime, and we got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, or we got all these players trying on Batman costumes in the fourth quarter because we're blowing them out and they're all resting.
He means 22.
Like, that's I want to see. Get in there, blow them out in the first half, coast to victory in the second half. Don't put your players at risk. Don't put your fans in a, you know, in a have an angst over, are we going to let some team beat us that shouldn't be playing with us? We're better than every single team in the NFL. Go beat their asses.
Yeah.
Get off the field.
And I love it.
Listen, I'm grateful that we're 19-1 in the last 20 games. Whew. I'm grateful. I'm not an ingrate. I just expect them to go out there and beat some asses every week and quit playing conservative because you're frustrating the heck out of your players, you're frustrating your fans, and you're better than that. And on top of that, you're putting your defenders at risk because all the fourth quarters they got to play hard to try and save a game or win a game for you. So let's go out there and throw the darn ball, make A.J. happy, and just you can't have every other play in the first half be Saquon Barkley running up Cam Jurgens' butt. Like, toss him down Tim the Jurgens, field Cam. And quit running into Cam Jurgens' butt. And rip that play call out of the darn playbook. Anyway, I said my piece. I'm glad they won. It was an awesome victory. Jordan Davis, Fred Johnson, you're part of the MVPs in that game. Fred Johnson saved the game yesterday, and he didn't get enough credit so far today. So I'm going to say his name over again. Fred Johnson, you're the man.
Nah, that's a good point.
You're the man for bringing him home.
All right, Alan.
We also let him know.
Yeah.
Alan was.
But they brought him back.
They brought him back.
Alan was.
Can we get Isaiah Rodgers back?
Would have been nice. Yeah. Would have been nice. Pick six and a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah, not bad. He had, he had more total yards than the Eagles did in the first half.
Of course, sure.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk about Saquon's season so far.
That was a happy fan, but he was angry.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I missed.
That's Philly.
Yeah.
That is Philly.
Welcome to the city.
Yeah. We won a great game. We should have already done it that way. Yeah, I love it. We're at Chickies and Feats in South Philly this fall. Chicky season favorites are happening. A.J. Brown, sweet heat wings, Chicky sliders, savory buffalo shrimp, and more. We are the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.